This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
It is perhaps most appropriate that the subject of our feature story of the week should occur during this time of Thanksgiving. It is with great sadness that we note the passing of Kara Smalljohn, former executive director of Senior Coastsiders. She recently passed away after several years of dealing with health issues. She is remembered as a staunch advocate of seniors and a tireless force behind an organization that grew to provide an array of support for the aging population of our coastside. Senior Coastsiders would not be the organization it is today without the foundation laid by Kara Smalljohn. We are indeed thankful for this dear lady, and our community will forever be in her debt. Born in Denver, Kara came to the coastside from Alaska in 1987 and joined Senior Coastsiders in 1988. After 30 years of service, she retired in 2019. KHMB was just getting started as a low-power AM in 2009, and one of our first feature stories centered around Senior Coastsiders and the work of one Kara Smalljohn. This is a portion of that interview in which Kara talks about the services of Senior Coastsiders.
While our services are available to all of those in the main neighborhood radio listening area, we estimate that our Meals on Wheels program delivers hot meals to about 15 homes in Kenyatta Cove each Monday through Friday, along with frozen meals available for the weekends. An average of about 10 Kenyatta Cove residents request local transportation each weekday, which is provided by Senior Coastsider passenger vans. Our volunteers also provide minor home repairs for about 25 Kenyatta Cove homes each year. Such repairs include installing accessibility ramps, fixing plumbing problems, interior and exterior painting, cleaning yards, and installing smoke detectors in homes that need them.
Case management is a less visible but critical support service provided by the Senior Coastsiders. On-site case managers are available to work with seniors and adults with disabilities to locate appropriate resources for housing, health care, and other needs to assist with daily activities such as preparing meals and paying bills. Again, Kara Smalljohn.
The case managers and volunteers make regular home visits to the infirm and or housebound. There are several cases where we are working with local adult children in an effort to support their parents, also living locally. These services are provided free of charge.
As a side note, when KHMB Radio took to the airways, our signal was very limited and we covered Ocean Colony, Ocean Corners, and Kenyatta Cove. You could barely hear us in downtown Half Moon Bay. Kara, who was on the fringe of our signal, would listen, even with static, to our locally produced shows as she loved the concept of community radio. She was truly one of our very first loyal listeners. Sandy Winter took over the helm of Senior Coastsiders when Kara retired.
Everyone here at Senior Coastsiders was so saddened by the sudden passing of Kara Smalljohn. She had such an impact on our community and will be sorely missed. I first got to know Kara in 2014 when I joined the board at Senior Coastsiders. I knew her to be a kind-hearted and compassionate person and a wise and proactive leader. Under Cara's leadership, the services and programs at Senior Co-Siders expanded from meal provision, transportation, classes and activities to include home repair, care management, and a growing volunteer program. One of Cara's greatest achievements was the Capital Campaign, conducted in partnership with the Coastside Adult Day Health Center, that resulted in the construction of the senior housing campus in which both our organizations are now located. I was so inspired by the work that Cara and her team did to support successful aging for Coastside older adults that when she retired in 2019, I applied for her position as executive director. I was very honored to be chosen as her replacement, but I also confess it was a little daunting. As I was sharing the sad news of her passing with others, I frequently heard people say, "It's because of Cara that," and then they would go on to describe in detail how deeply she had touched their own lives and those of our wider community. She will be so greatly missed. We are planning a celebration of life ceremony for her in January, which will provide the community with an opportunity to pay their respects. The exact details of this are still being worked out, so please check in at Senior Co-Siders.
In addition to the many programs and services provided by Senior Co-Siders, Cara was responsible for creating several successful annual fundraising events. She took over the Pumpkin Run from the Half Moon Bay High School's cross-country team and grew it into the popular community event it is today. She also started Taste of the Coast and Seniors Night Out. So we give thanks to the work and dedication of Cara Smalljohn, former executive director of Senior Co-Siders. And as we stated at the start of this feature story tribute, Senior Co-Siders would not be the organization it is today without the foundation laid by Cara Smalljohn. Our community will forever be in her debt. And that's our feature story tribute for Cara Smalljohn. Over the years, KHMB Radio has recorded interviews with many Co-Siders that have contributed to the betterment of our community. From serious to humorous, these interesting feature stories can be found on our website, khmbradio.com. Just click on Show Podcast, and then from the drop-down menu, pick a year. Click on that year, and you will see all the feature stories we produced for that year. I think you will be amazed at the names and subject matter you're going to find. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson, and speaking of history, why not relive it? You can, thanks to the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. The dials are set now to take us back to 1946, and the journey begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Michelle Dragony, founder and the chief buzz officer of CoastsideBuzz.com. One of my favorite places to buzz into is Granola's Coffee House on Highway 1 next to BK Motors. I love their hash brown crust quiche. Ugh, gluten-free and lots of good protein to keep me pedaling. And if you time it just right, a fresh, hot strawberry jam croissant will hit the spot. Mmm. Baking with love and purpose, Granola's Coffee House has become the go-to stop for house-made, healthy baked goods featuring vegan and gluten-free options. Whether it's a quick coffee run or a place to catch up on extra work, make granolas part of your routine. So buzz on over to Granola's Coffee House, Highway 1 next to BK Motors, or visit them online, granolascoffeehouse.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
This is Kirsten Hagen with Palermo Properties Team at Compass, your local coastal agent. You may have heard the home sales market has slowed over recent months. The slowdown in sales we are experiencing now is more of a balancing of the market. But the market has not stopped altogether, and I certainly don't expect it to. At any time, there are people who need to buy or sell property. I recently received a call from a trust administrator who needs to sell his uncle's Half Moon Bay house. Another client is selling her mother's home on the peninsula and moving to the coastside because it's time to move on with her own life. You may know people who are experiencing life events that cause them to need real estate help. They may be getting married or divorced, having a baby, downsizing as they retire and age, and many more reasons. Give me a call to help with their real estate needs. My passion is helping people get where they want to be. Contact me at homesbyhagen.com. That's homesbyhagen.com.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
It's November of 1946, and what were things like on the coast side? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Following World War II, Half Moon Bay and the coastside began to grow. A talk began about incorporation. The sides were very much divided, so much that the San Mateo County supervisors asked the courts to forbid an election on the idea. This allowed a meeting of local residents who signed a petition to move forward with the idea. It would be 13 years before Half Moon Bay became the city of Half Moon Bay. Action delayed on Moss Beach Flight Strip. Four residents of Moss Beach appear before the County Planning Commission, protests uncontrolled use of the Moss Beach Flight Strips by aviators who have been using it for practice flights. And now for a little history from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Over the years, many folks have said they never buy house brands at supermarkets and go for big-name brands only, which incredibly has much higher prices. But that seems to be changing. I believe a good cook can make a house brand taste just delicious these days and can save a bundle. Kind of similar to buying a big name brand to have the label. Then when a knockoff serves just as well. I don't want to sound cheap, but we all know inflation is upon us and a little frugality can help the budget survive. You can stretch your dining out budget at my place since our portions are very generous. And many folks get a second meal with a to-go box in hand. Many restaurants recovering from the hard 2 years have increased their prices big time. I've held any increases to a minimum just to help cover my increased cost of goods. But nothing is like some of the menu price changes I've seen happen in other places. Come enjoy some good eating, reasonably cost, and remember the entertainment value at Cameron's Pub is always worth the price. Keep calm and frugal on, and we do hope you'll come visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1946, World War II is over, but its effects continue to be felt as major shortages in jobs and housings greet the return from the war. This year sees the start of the baby boom as couples marry and have children. There are still shortages of food and materials. Notable 1946 events: major undersea earthquake off of Alaska measuring 7.4 causes a tsunami that by the time it reaches Hawaii, some 2,400 miles away, will cause a 60-foot wave and deaths of over 150 people. After 48 years, the U.S. rule, the Philippines gains independence. The U.S. starts atomic tests on Bikini Atoll. Speaking of bikinis, they go on sale for the first time in Paris, France. And bet you did not see this one coming. In 1946, the AT&T announces the first car phone. Notables born on this year include Tommy Lee Jones, Jimmy Buffett, Cher, Donovan, Sally Field, Dolly Parton, and George W. Bush. Who were the popular musicians in 1946? Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, Perry Como, and the Ink Spots. Between 1940 and 1949, this group totaled well over 30 major hits of records, hitting number one in 1946. This was their biggest chart success, staying at number one for 13 weeks. Here's the Ink Spots and the Gypsy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
You see, she looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you.
But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
There is no denying that this crooner cast a magic spell on the ladies. Yes, Mr. Blue Eyes was doing well in 1946 with this popular hit. Here's Frank Sinatra and Just 5 Minutes More.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay, let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more. Only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday date. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Saturday date. And don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay, let me stay, stay in your arms.
Thanks for joining me and for joining all of us. Until next week, on the KHMB Time Machine, I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Hi, I'm Catherine Weaver, owner and chief pooper scooper of Claws, Paws, and Hooves, home of Camp Canine Doggy Daycare for the Coastside. Claws, Paws, and Hooves is offering the following services for fall and winter of 2022. Camp Canine Doggy Daycare. Monday through Friday, please connect with us for a meet and greet. Underfoot boarding, a very popular service here on the Coastside. And of course, tons of TLC. We would love to tell you more about our very special place we have created for you and your four-legged family member here on the Coastside. We are safe, secure, and supervised. Check us out on our website, Claws with a K, pawsandhooves.com, Facebook, or Instagram. You can also call the office at 728-8070. Claws, Paws, and Hooves, making tails wag from Montara through Half Moon Bay.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Here are some tips to protect your pet during the winter and cold weather from the Humane Society. In many areas, winter is a season of bitter cold and numbing wetness. Extra precautions during winter months will make sure your four-footed family members stay safe and warm. Help your pets remain happy and healthy during the colder months by following these simple guidelines. Keep pets indoors and warm. Don't leave dogs or cats outdoors when the temperature drops. Regardless of the season, short-haired, very young, or old dogs and cats should never be left outside without supervision. Dogs and cats are safer indoors, except when taken out for exercise. During walks, short-haired dogs may feel more comfortable wearing a sweater. No matter what the temperature is, wind chill can threaten a pet's life. Pets are sensitive to severe cold and are at risk for frostbite and hypothermia when they're outdoors during extreme cold snaps. Exposed skin on noses, ears, and paw pads can quickly freeze and suffer permanent damage. Take precautions if your dog spends a lot of time outside. A dog or cat is happiest and healthiest when kept indoors. If for some reason your dog is outdoors much of the day, he or she must be protected by a dry, draft-free shelter that is large enough to allow the dog to sit and lie down comfortably, but small enough to hold his or her body heat. The floor should be raised a few inches off the ground and covered with cedar shavings or straw. The house should be turned to face away from the wind, and the door should be covered with waterproof burlap or heavy plastic. Help neighborhood outdoor cats. If there are outdoor cats, either owned pets or community cats, in your area, remember that they need protection from the elements as well as food and water. It's easy to make sure they have an outdoor shelter. Give your pets plenty of water. Pets who spend a lot of time outdoors need more food in the winter because keeping warm depletes energy. Routinely check your pet's water dish to make certain the water is fresh and unfrozen. Use plastic food and water bowls rather than metal. When the temperature is low, your pet's tongue can stick and freeze to metal. Be careful with cats, wildlife, and cars. Warm engines and parked cars attract cats and small wildlife who may crawl up under the hood. To avoid injuring any hidden animals, bang on your car's hood to scare them away before starting your engine. Protect paws from salt. The salt and other chemicals used to melt snow and ice can irritate the pads of your pet's feet. Wipe all paws with a damp towel before your pet licks them and irritates his or her mouth. Avoid antifreeze poisoning. Antifreeze is a deadly poison, but it has a sweet taste that may attract animals and children. Wipe up spills and store antifreeze and all household chemicals out of reach. Coolants and antifreeze made with propylene glycol are less toxic to pets and wildlife and family. Speak out if you see a pet left in the cold. If you encounter a pet left in the cold, document what you see. The date, time, exact location, and type of animal, plus as many details as possible about the situation. Video and photographic documentation, even a cell phone photo, will help bolster your case. Then contact your local animal control agency or county sheriff's office and present your evidence. Take detailed notes regarding whom you speak with and when. Respectfully follow up in a few days if the situation has not been remedied. The best tip of all, keep your pets with you. Probably the best prescription for winter's woes is to keep your dog or cat inside with you and your family. The happiest dogs are those who are taken out frequently for walks and exercise, but kept inside the rest of the time. Dogs and cats are social animals who crave human companionship. Your animal companions deserve to live indoors with you and your family. Horse owners, provide special care to your outdoor pets. Give your horses shelter and dry warmth. Be sure your horses have access to a barn or a three-sided run-in so they can escape the wind and cold. While not all horses will need to be blanketed, blankets will help horses keep warm and dry, especially if there is any rain or snow. If you've body-clipped your horses, keep them blanketed throughout the winter. Supply food and water to your horses around the clock. Give your horses access to unfrozen water at all times. You can use heated buckets or water heaters, de-icers, to make sure the water doesn't freeze. Feed your horses more forage, unlimited amounts if possible, during the extreme cold. This will help your horses create heat and regulate their body temperatures. I hope these tips help everyone keep their four-legged family members warm and safe during the winter months. Until next time, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
It's a fact of life that carpets wear out and need replacing. When this happens to you, visit Floors to Go. Locally owned and operated, Floors to Go carries a full variety of carpets, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, tiles, and stone. We'll help you choose the perfect floor for your lifestyle and your budget. We love our pets, but sometimes pets and carpets don't always mix. Floors to Go have pet-friendly carpet. Now your pets can live in harmony with your carpet. Let us show you how. Our showroom and office is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, right behind Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay. See our large selection of American-made products at floors2go.com and then phone us at 726-6386.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about recent research findings. Soy supplements have been promoted as a treatment for maintaining bone strength and relieving menopausal symptoms. In the findings from a long-term study, soy supplements were found to be not effective. The study, funded by the National Institutes of Health, was published recently in the Archives of Internal Medicine. The researchers evaluated about 250 women between the ages of 45 and 60, all of whom were menopausal. Now, at the study's start, they had bone density levels that were considered healthy. In this double-blind study, the research team randomly assigned half the volunteers to the placebo group and half to the soy group. The latter group took 200 milligrams a day of soy. After 2 years, the researchers tested the hip and spine, standard areas to screen for bone loss, to determine whether the soy had made a difference in bone density. It had not. They also looked at the women's reports of menopausal symptoms. At the beginning, about half the women reported menopausal symptoms. At the end of the study, the two groups showed no significant differences in any of the menopausal symptoms, except hot flashes. And what they found was that a significantly larger portion of participants in the soy group experienced more hot flashes compared to the control group.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So why was this research done on soy supplements, and what impact does it have on our health? Well, interest in soy supplements increased after the Women's Health Initiative study, which was completed in 2002. They found increased risk of health problems, such as cancers, strokes, and heart attacks, in women who took combination hormone therapy using estrogen and progesterone. So thereafter, soy was promoted as an alternative to estrogen, despite a lack of evidence that it's effective in providing benefits in these regards. However, now that the research has been done and the results were negative, the lead researcher concluded that she would not recommend women take soy for hot flash relief or for bone loss prevention. There was a commentary on this study that I think summarized the value of this study's results, and I'd like to read it. Dr. Deborah Grady, professor of medicine and epidemiology at the UC San Francisco, said that, quote, "Personally, I'd say we have spent enough time and effort on this, and to do more trials on soy doesn't seem to be an efficient way to spend money if we want to come up with better treatments for menopausal women. Many studies have looked at soy, and every time one has negative results, it seems that people say perhaps the dose was wrong, or perhaps the study was not long enough. But these results of this study are definitive," Grady said. "This one is important because it was funded by the NIH, was long-term, and they gave a huge dose of soy. So the bottom line is, paying money to buy soy supplements doesn't make sense," unquote. Further information on this research study, the article can be found on the online version of the Archives of Internal Medicine. If you're currently taking soy supplements, I encourage you to learn more and have a discussion with your doctor. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We're so glad you're able to join us today. This week's show is about gratitude, the things and the people that I'm grateful for here on the Coastside. We have so many wonderful artists. I'll be featuring a few of them. But of course, first, we need to thank Cameron of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. He is definitely a person I'm grateful for here on the coast. He's created a wonderful, warm, welcoming environment for family and friends. And Great deals on food and drinks, great people working there, and a wonderful venue for supporting local artists in Ori's Open Mic every Thursday at 7 o'clock, and those who are aspiring to be stars every Friday and Saturday at karaoke. So, Cameron, thank you so much for all you do. You are one of the reasons the Coastside is such a special place. So the first artist I'm going to feature is a musical pioneer. His name is Steven Passero. He's somebody I'd still like to get on the show sometime, but in the meantime, we have to keep featuring his music because it is truly amazing. He is one of the most prolific artists in the world, definitely on the Coastside, whose work has been featured on over 1,000 CDs. You can hear him play regularly at Sam's Chowder House. And since this is a season of gratitude, we're going to start with a song from his album Seasons from the early 90s. And this tune is appropriately titled The Road to Half Moon Bay. So I'm very grateful for Steven Passero and his wonderful music. And this is his song, Road to Half Moon Bay. Doesn't that song just put you in the coastside chill and mellow mentality? We just listened to Stephen Passero's Road to Half Moon Bay. And this week I'm featuring artists that I'm grateful for here on the coastside. He's definitely one. The next artist I'm so grateful for is Chinese Melodrama. It's a duo consisting of Lisa Chu on violin and Randy Bales on guitar and vocals. And they instantly became part of the musical community on the coastside from the moment they moved here. They helped me out in a show that I needed last minute support, and they were there. They were totally on it. They're super talented, super friendly, and they've been on the show before and definitely due for another visit. I have not had the chance to interview them here, so hopefully they hear this. You guys can remind them to get their butts down here, because I love showcasing the wonderful things they do. They're inspirational in building community here on the coast. They're role models in being true to yourself while helping others in the process. Really, truly two of my two favorite people on the coast. Lisa Chu is also a true new Renaissance woman. In the spirit of seasons, we're going to feature their song called Seasons off of their EP that you can find on iTunes. This is Chinese Melodrama and Seasons.
When summer turns to fall, it changes something inside us all. I feel vibrations through the trees. It turns the color of their leaves. Now I'm sitting here. I am too much aware. Feeling something change inside of me. It turns to winter. I feel the trees begin to splinter. The coldness and the days they hide makes me want to go inside. Now I'm sitting here. I am too much aware. Feeling something change inside of me. Winter turns to spring. Life anew the earth will bring. Flowers blooming, oh so proud. The birds are singing, oh so loud. Now I'm sitting here. I am too much aware. Feeling something change inside of me. I think I'll take a trip and fly. For some reason I don't know why. Now I'm standing there. I'm still too much aware. I can feel the change inside of me.
Aren't they wonderful? It's a super interesting combination of violin, guitar, and vocals. That's an original tune by Randy Bales and Lisa Chu, known as Chinese Melodrama, and it's called Seasons. And again, two of my favorite people here on the coastside. Next artist we're going to feature is, I think, relatively new to the Coastside. She plays here regularly. Her name is Lisa Marie Johnston, and also known as LMJ. She plays regularly at Old Princeton Landing and Sam's Chowder House. And I think she's originally from Oakland. And her music blends country, Americana, and blues into a unique style that she calls stomp and groove. And she is truly wonderful. She's fully independent and self-managed and funded. And she has a EP out that features a couple tunes with Lucas Nelson, who's the son of the legendary Willie Nelson. So she's got that country cred going on there. Really, really cool music. I have not had a chance to meet her, but I would love to bring her on the show. And I'm very grateful for the music that she's doing here. This is our own Coastside cowgirl, Lisa Marie Johnston, and her song, I'll Just Be Me.
Sorrow cuts deep like the winter, and pain runs fast through my soul. My heartaches become your amusement, and words take the toll. No, I won't ask no more questions. The truth, it's easy to see. I guess I'll just go my own way now. Just let me be. And I'll just be me. I'll just be me. I won't let the weight of your words weigh on my shoulders. I hope you find peace. Oh, I may be hurt, but believe me, I am not weak. I don't want to fight, so hey now, goodbye. Here's to fair winds and follow open seas. Just let me be. Just be me. I told you I don't want to work it. And no, you can't make me weep. And oh, no, you won't change me. Just let me be. And I'll just be me. Just be me. I won't let the weight of your words weigh on my shoulder. I hope you find peace. Oh, I may be hurt, but believe me, I am not weak. I don't want to fight, so in now, goodbye. Here's to fair wind. Just let me be. And I'll just be me. Just be me. I won't let the weight of your words weigh on my shoulder. I hope you find peace. Oh, I may be hurt, but believe me, I am not weak. I don't want to fight, so in now, goodbye. Here's to fair wind. And follow open seas. Just let me be.
just be me. Oh, just let me be.
Doesn't she have such a beautiful voice? We've just listened to Lisa Marie Johnston and her song, I'll Just Be Me. She is definitely one of the artists I'm grateful for here on the coast, and I really appreciate you listening to our show today about a few of the artists that we're grateful here on the coastside. There are so many. Again, this is just a few. And we're going to take you out with the legendary jazz vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He went to heaven in 2016, but he moved to the coastside in the early 70s and made this place his home and made beautiful music here and always before that as well. His son Barry is still on the coastside, I believe, and his other son Teddy is a production manager at SF Jazz. So I'm going to take you out with Bobby Hutcherson's ode to the coastside called Monterra. In the meantime, y'all go out there and be grateful for what we have here on the coast. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving and be kind to one another because you all deserve it.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.